The candidates for state Supreme Court are making their last campaign push before tomorrow's election. It's Monday, April 3rd. This is Wisconsin Today. Good morning. I'm Alex Crowe. Coming up, Joe Schultz has a story about the gap in health outcomes between black and white Wisconsinites. And Evan Casey reports on a Dane County church accused of illegal electioneering. Stay with us.
Thank you to the donors who make Wisconsin Public Radio possible. There are more than 50,000 of you. Your generosity delivers essential news, thought-provoking conversations, and inspiring music to listeners all over Wisconsin and beyond. Your support makes a difference in people's lives every day. Thank you.
With Election Day on Tuesday, the hotly contested Wisconsin Supreme Court race is in its final days. As Anya Van Wagtendonk reports, the two campaigns spent the weekend pushing towards the finish line.
Justice Dan Kelly maintained a packed schedule of appearances all weekend. On Friday, he spoke with locals at the Fond du Lac GOP office.
I just want to stand here for a moment because I've never been on a soapbox before.
Judge Janet Protasiewicz has been sick and had to cancel some planned appearances. Instead, high-profile surrogates, including former U.S. Attorney General Eric Holder, campaigned on her behalf in Madison, Milwaukee, and Waukesha. The two candidates are making their final appeals in what has become the most expensive court race in U.S. history. News Thursday that former President Donald Trump had been indicted didn't make much of a splash. Both campaigns, and the political parties that support them, say they're focused on Wisconsin, not a New York criminal court. Anya Van Wagtendonk, Wisconsin Public Radio.
The National Weather Service says 9 tornadoes touched down in Wisconsin during a severe weather event last Friday. 2 of the storms were rated EF1, with peak winds estimated around 100 miles per hour. Those touched down in Dane and Greene counties. The other 7 tornadoes were all EF0, meaning their peak winds were around 80 miles per hour. Those happened in Walworth, Rock, Greene, and Jefferson counties. Damage surveys were conducted over the weekend. The most common reports were of downed trees and power lines. More than 50 tornadoes touched down in 6 different states, including Wisconsin, on Friday. More than 700,000 people in Wisconsin lost extra food assistance in March. Anti-hunger advocates worry that that will cause demand for help to soar. Wisconsin residents using the state's food share program were eligible to receive at least $95 during the pandemic. That's the state version of SNAP, which provides food benefits for people of low income. The extra help ended at the beginning of March as the COVID-19 public health emergency phases out. Sherry Tussler is the executive director of the Hunger Task Force in Milwaukee. She says people are just now starting to realize that they've lost additional benefits.
They're calling our office and asking what's wrong or how do I fix this? And we're anticipating that probably by June, people will really be cash-strapped and needing emergency food.
She says Milwaukee is home to about a third of the total population of people on food share. Health outcomes aren't even across Wisconsin's 72 counties. But as Joe Schultz reports, even in the healthiest counties, black residents fare worse than their white neighbors.
The University of Wisconsin Population Health Institute released its 2023 county health rankings last week. They looked at life expectancy, quality of life, and several other measures. Waukesha, Ozaukee, and Washington counties all ranked in the top 5 for health outcomes. But neighboring Milwaukee was in the bottom 3. Nicholas Schmuel is with the Population Health Institute. He says Milwaukee and its suburbs also saw racial disparities in health outcomes. Black residents are more likely to die prematurely or to have babies with low birth weights than their white neighbors.
These data show that not everyone in every county has the same opportunity to be healthy.
Dane County ranked near the top, but its black residents were 3 times more likely to die prematurely. Joe Schultz, Wisconsin Public Radio.
The Secretary for the Department of Safety and Professional Services told state lawmakers on Thursday that the agency is making progress on a backlog of licenses for nurses and other professionals. The department says it currently has around 2,500 applications waiting for review. The agency claims outdated technology, staffing shortages, and inadequate funding have contributed to delays. Secretary Dan Harith said wait times are down to 38 days. That's from 45 days when he took office last August. GOP lawmakers have ordered an audit of the agency. Mark Bourne is a Republican co-chair of the Joint Committee on Finance. He questioned why officials didn't ask for more staff if there was a shortage.
All we've heard for the last couple of years during this crisis in your agency is the legislature didn't give us all the positions we wanted. And you could have asked for them.
Harith says it was his understanding staff were not on the table when a previous request was made. And finally, national groups say a Dane County church engaged in illegal political activity after a pastor told his parish not to vote for Supreme Court candidate Janet Protasiewicz. Evan Casey has more on why the church is under fire.
Reverend Brian Dooley from St. Patrick's Catholic Church posted a bulletin urging his congregation not to vote for, quote, her because of her support of abortion rights. Federal law says churches are not allowed to endorse or oppose any political candidate. The Freedom From Religion Foundation group sent a letter to the IRS alerting them of the incident. Chris Line is an attorney with that group. He says they file dozens of similar letters every year.
Churches are supposed to abide by the same rules, but we're seeing more and more that they're willing to mix religion and politics, that they're willing to come out and tell their congregants who to vote for.
The church could lose its tax-exempt status in the unlikely event that the IRS acts. Dooley did not respond to a reporter's request for a comment for this story. Evan Casey, Wisconsin Public Radio.
And that'll do it. Thanks for joining us for Wisconsin Today. I'm your host, Alex Crow. Our producers are John Davis and Bridget Bowden. Catch us wherever you get your podcasts every weekday morning. Don't forget to subscribe and leave us a review. And you can always find more news anytime at WPR.org. Have a great day. We'll talk to you again tomorrow.